Good afternoon. Well, great that you can be here in our daily program.
Thank you.
Yes. So, how long have you been here in the Netherlands?
I've been here for almost 13 years to 15 years, 13 and above.
So that's quite a long year. And what's your what's your background? Where are you?
My background is from I'm from Ghana. I'm a Ghanaian. Mm-hmm. And Ghanaian by citizenship. And I was born in Ghana, raised in Ghana, and I'm a Ghanaian.
Yeah, and what made you come to Europe or to the Netherlands?
Wow, it's coming out is kind of a challenge for me. Between it's a family tension.
Yes.
And sometimes in Africa, the culture that I come from, the tradition, the house. It's kind of a quiet family, but sometimes when you have things, in you have difficulty to raise your voice out because of the way you are brought up. And sometimes this might be killing you inside.
Ah, okay. So you thought, well, yeah. that I have more chances coming to Europe.
Yeah, so it's heavier, instead of me to create that kind of uncertainty, I decided to leave
Ghana.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And well, you have been here for quite a few years, but
more than a decade.
yeah. It's quite a lifetime. But you can't stay in the Netherlands.
Well, law of the Netherlands.
Yeah.
People like me are not able to stay here because we didn't come the normal way or the right way according to the law.
No, yes. So that's that must be a pity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what can you do next? Is it for you an option to go back to Ghana?
Yes, well, it all depends, I'm praying not to be involved or to be, caught by in any kind of a situation where I might be, termed as a criminal. Mm-hmm. Or I might involve myself in a crime, criminal activities, which is also going to be more, burden on me.
Okay.
And it's going to affect my record.
Yeah.
So I try to live in the shadow, and just find myself in limbo.
Yes. Okay. So what and what can in limbo do for you?
Actually, the idea and the concept of in limbo is to support and help people like me who don't are not visible, and also who can whose voice heard. But we still we exist. The in limbo has given me the chance to come out and to be able to confront and talk to the local citizens.
Yes.
And it also helps me to be able to feel somebody or someone also cares about us and then stand for us, that we can show this kind of people can see the solidarity that they can share with us, people undocumented and refugees. And I think there is a very open space where people are not afraid to come, because when people want to come to the refugee center or anywhere they are occupied, they are not they are come to in contact with the refugees.
Yes. Okay. And
in Limbo Embassy, is a place where I think it's more, you feel more comfortable and you feel like a normal office, even though it's not official embassy.
No.
But and it's in a way of art. So I think people are so much comfortable to come there, and we are ambassadors of the embassy are there to welcome them and to talk to them and. I think in that sense, they will feel more, we will feel more close to, and they can hear our situation, yes. Our problems, our stories.
Okay, yeah, well, I thank you for your story here on National Radio, Amsterdam FM. And
I
wish you, of course, the most of luck in
thank you so much for having me on your show.
Yes, you're welcome. Thanks.